Welcome to The Week That Was, a look back at the past 7 days on site. I'm David Adams, the editor of Site Magazine, and this week we ran a story looking at how faith groups are being encouraged to continue their vital role in helping to tackle the world's HIV crisis. Speaking at the International AIDS Conference in Amsterdam, Michelle Sidibe, Executive Director of UNAIDS, told faith leaders they had a key role to play in helping to end a conspiracy of complacency that's arisen around the world when it comes to HIV. He said faith leaders, who've sometimes been building bridges between people all their lives, were needed to help remove the barriers of discrimination and stigma which affect some of the millions who are living with HIV around the world. Meanwhile, Zimbabwe went to the polls this week in the first national election since the ousting of Robert Mugabe last year. As the votes were being cast on Monday, the Zimbabwe Council of Churches called for prayer for their nation. Violence has subsequently killed at least 6 people there. Incumbent President Emmerson Mnangagwa has since been named as the winner of the presidential race, and his party ZANU-PF as winning the majority of seats in parliament, but the opposition Movement for Democratic Change has rejected the results and said the vote was rigged. The need for prayer there remains. Over to Europe, and on Thursday, the Vatican announced that Pope Francis had ordered a change to the Catechism of the Catholic Church, hardening its stance on capital punishment. While the Church has long criticised capital punishment, the new move means the use of the death penalty as a punishment for crime has been declared inadmissible because it attacks the dignity of the person. Meanwhile, in the wake of last week's call by US Vice President Mike Pence for the immediate release of US Pastor Andrew Brunson, who's currently being held in home detention in Turkey as he faces a trial on terrorism-related charges, the US announced it had sanctioned 2 high-level Turkish officials, the Minister for Justice and Minister for the Interior. It's a move which means any assets they have in the US will be frozen, and it bars people or businesses there from having any financial dealings with them. And following last week's State Department-hosted summit on religious freedom, US Attorney General Jeff Sessions has announced he was establishing a religious liberty task force to challenge what he called a dangerous movement eroding our great tradition of religious freedom. In other news, the Red Cross has launched an appeal to help farmers in eastern Australia, which have been affected by a gruelling drought. We also ran a story on the results of a poll of Australian teenagers, commissioned ahead of this month's World Vision 40-Hour Famine Backpack Challenge. It showed that more than 90% of them would like to do more to help refugees. We also ran stories on how Syrian refugees, now living on the Greek island of Tilos, are finding themselves secure, but also that lacking employment is hampering their future prospects. We ran a story on how a dairy business in Catalonia in Spain is helping people with mental health conditions, and how Christian camps are adapting to attract tech-obsessed youth in the US, as well as an opinion piece from US religion commentator Jacob Lupfer on why sport needs to accommodate differing views. Mel Fletcher, meanwhile, takes a look at how the use of mobile phones is changing the way people communicate in Britain, and Amanda Jackson, in our This Life column, wrote an article calling for the reclamation of the sometimes much-dismissed word, nice. We also ran a sightseeing article looking at how trains can serve as a metaphor for the Christian life, and there's a green site piece looking at the biblical role of the hadas, or common myrtle. Of course, you can read these stories and many more on the website. And don't forget, you can leave your comments on the bottom of our stories, and we'll select some to feature in upcoming editions of The Week That Was. And remember to keep up to date with all that's happening on site by subscribing to the site daily or site weekly emails. Just look under the subscribe tab for details. You can also find us on a range of social media, including Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. And please, if you can, consider giving just $1 a month to help make sites sustainable and able to expand our coverage. Again, head to the subscribe tab on the website for details. I'm David Adams, the editor of Site Magazine, and that was The Week That Was.